Hello, and welcome to the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Olusheya Igbafe, your host, and as always, I'm glad to have you. Thank you for joining me. Today, I want to quickly touch on something I consider very important: reparenting yourself. Reparenting yourself. The truth is that our upbringing or our nurture forms a very big part of who we are. The nature versus nurture debate is a very old one. And while different schools of thought continue to argue on whether it is nature, that is our genetics, or nurture that play the biggest role in our personality development, what is undoubted is that our upbringing, our environment, and the things we were taught as a child, the things we experienced as a child, plays an immense role in who we are as adults, in what we think, in how we think, in how we view ourselves, and ultimately what we make of our lives. Our parenting is a foundational programming. And typically, most people just run with that program for their entire lives. I'm sure you have heard people say things like, "That's how I was raised," or "That's how I was brought up," or, "You know, this is just me," and other similar claims. And indeed, it is a valid claim. However, at a point in life, it's important that you take out time to examine and check if the programming that you received as a child is really what you need to become who you want to become in life. Or do you need to change your programming? Let me say this, that this episode is not about castigating or blaming our parents or faulting how we were raised. No, this is not what this is about. It's not about judging them or accusing them. I believe that most of our parents did their best. They did what they knew to do, and they did it in a way that the best knew to do it. And it is not definitely everything that we got from our childhood that we're going to say, okay, you know, you have to work on. A lot of things that we got from our childhood are great. And for some, there's barely anything that they need to work on. But what this episode is about is the need to take responsibility for who you are today as an adult. It's about taking ownership of your character, your behavior, your attitude. It is about recognizing that you have the power to reprogram yourself. The fact that you were raised in a particular way, you grew up in a particular environment, and you were taught a particular way of life does not mean you have to stay with it for the rest of your life. You have the power. It doesn't even matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what poor or negative programming you received as a child. You have the power, the ability to reparent yourself and reprogram yourself to become who you want to be. You have the power to do that. And yes, I know, I mean, it's not going to be a quick fix, but it is doable. Now, I also want you to realize that when we talk about being parented, it's beyond what we were taught as children. It's beyond the things that we were verbally told as children. It's beyond the words that were spoken to you. It's way beyond that. Your parenting or your programming as a child includes the environment you grew up in. You know, what was acceptable in that environment, what was celebrated in that environment, the beliefs, the mindset, the norms, the culture, things that you may not even be aware of. All these things programmed you into who you are as an adult. For example, your money mindset was programmed into you as a child. And your money mindset would actually determine your attitude to wealth and prosperity and would influence your level of success in life. The relationships that you witness as a child can influence how you relate with other people in your relationships. Self-confidence is something that is inbuilt in us as children. Your ability to trust others, your values, and so many more are just a few of the things that were programmed into you as a child until today they control your life. Reparenting yourself is about allowing yourself to learn the valuable lessons you may have missed as a child, or to learn a better version of those lessons. Ultimately, reparenting yourself is a valuable tool for a happier life. Now, how do you begin to reparent yourself? I want to share with you 6 things that you can do to reparent yourself effectively. Number 1, evaluate yourself. Start with the obvious things. Things that may have been called to your attention, things that people may have told you, the feedback that you have gotten, things that you strongly defend, how you talk, how you act, how you respond, how you know, how open or candid you think you are, how you treat people. Evaluate those things. Ask yourself, these things, are they my choice? You know, somebody said that culture is peer pressure from dead people. A good friend of mine said that. The culture is actually, traditions are peer pressure from dead people. And so the traditions that you hold there to yourself that influence your life, your character, your behavior, your relationship, are they yours? Or you're being peer pressured by dead people? Identify those areas where you may have struggled between what you were brought up with or what you were taught and what you think should be ideal. Identify them and note them down. For some, it's purely physical. For some, it goes beyond the physical. Your belief system, for example, your attitude, your money mindset, your cultural values, your convictions, you know, your disposition, your self-esteem level or feelings of self-worth. All those things are things that come into who you are. And you need to identify the ones that you are struggling with. Now, narrow them to the ones that are currently affecting your life the most. You know, it's like prioritize them. Is it affecting your relationship, affecting your health, affecting your finances? You know, the things that are actually hindering you right now, identify them. Number two, change your language about those areas of your life. Stop excusing it. Stop saying, well, that's how I was raised, or that's me, or that's how we are in our family, or things like that. Instead, change your language and say, look, I'm working on it. I know I often do X, Y, Z, but I'm working on it. For example, if you grew up in an environment where everyone is always shouting, and you may just have a tendency to shout on others. And so if you are called out, or if you discover that you shout, don't say, that's how my voice is, that is how I talk. Instead, say something like, well, I'm sorry, I know I have a tendency to shout. I didn't mean to offend you, be rude, annoy you, whatever is suitable. I didn't mean to do X, Y, Z. Well, you know, I'm working on it so I can stop shouting. But this is what I meant to say, so you can emphasize what you meant to say. Remember that anything that was learned can be unlearned. Let me say that again. Anything that was learned, it doesn't matter when you learned it. It doesn't matter at what age you learned it. If you learned it, it can be unlearned. Number three, start working on it by giving yourself a weekly task or challenge. So say you grew up struggling with self-esteem. Give yourself one task a week, something that you would do that will boost your self-esteem. Start with one, just one thing every week that will improve that area of your life. And then you can begin to scale up from there. You have to give yourself specific tasks aimed at changing or improving how you react, you know, in that situation. Number four, invest in knowledge. The more you learn, the more your paradigm shifts. Learn more about it. For some, you need to read books, listen to podcasts, even attend trainings. Because you need to totally shift your programming, your mindset. And this is an investment that is worth your success. It is an investment that is worth your joy. It's an investment that is worth your peace. So if you are struggling with those things, don't say, well, you know, I'm already in my 40s, 50s, 30s. It's too late for me. No, it's not too late for you. Invest in knowledge and invest in opportunities to learn. Number five, release guilt, shame, and blame. We have this tendency when we feel inadequate in one area or the other, or when people call us out on something that has become a part of us, to feel guilty, to feel ashamed, and even to blame ourselves or to blame others. To move forward in life, you need to let go of the past. Release yourself from the guilt and the shame of your past programming. You didn't program yourself. You grew up to discover that that was your program. But what you can do now is to change the program. Let go of the tendency to blame others for how you are. I know it can be painful in some instances, but now you are in charge of your life. Now you can teach yourself. Take ownership of your life and work on reprogramming yourself. Reprogram your mind. Reparent yourself to become who you want to be. Lastly, use affirmation. Number six, use affirmation. Affirmations, when we say who we are or who we want to be, when we write it down and when we speak it, it helps to override the previous programming in our minds. It helps to change and alter the voices that we hear. So affirmation will help you to change your inner voice and your dialogue. Start by writing it down, repeating the right words to yourself. I'm worthy. I am enough. I'm intelligent. I am lovable. Whatever it is that you need to affirm and build in yourself, write it down and repeat it again and again until you override those innermost negative thoughts and voices. And if you do all these things, and definitely much more, you will find yourself being reprogrammed and being reparented to become who you want to be. Let me wrap up this episode by saying this. Anything that is learned can be unlearned. The fact that you have been programmed in a particular way for so many years does not mean you can't change. You can change. You can reprogram whatever programming was given to you in your childhood. The power is in your hands. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It might not be. It might be challenging. It might take time. But I tell you, the effort, the time, the financial investment in reprogramming yourself or in reparenting yourself is worth the beautiful future and the beautiful life that we'll enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have found this valuable. Please remember to subscribe, particularly if you're on iTunes. So I come your way sometime again very soon. Take care of yourself. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye.